Okay, so how do you enter heaven? Just take a second. We'll do it one more time. Take 30 seconds. Close your eyes and look up. And that's where you ascend to your own heavenly throne. And you have to practice this. And you should do it like when you're laying down and going to sleep. And you'll go right to sleep when you do that too. It puts you right to sleep. And then you have the best dreams. And you wake up having had visions and ideas come to you. And your intuition opens because you've opened your pineal gland, which secretes a new hormone, which activates all kinds of things in your system. So you close your eyes and you raise your eyes up to your third eye. And that's how you ascend to heaven, where your creative juices flow. So this is your throne of creation, where spiritual origins are born and you become the mind of God. We collectively are the minds of God, walking the planet with a new revelation for mortal man. We are his instruments in the co-creation of a new heaven and a new earth, individually and collectively through the gathering of the elect into this new molecular order. We are about to create a divine shift in the consciousness of humanity. Victor Hugo said, "There is one thing stronger than all the armies of the world, and that is an idea whose time has come." What are the three stages of an idea? Present an idea that's a great idea, like electricity. What do people do to it?
Violent opposition.
Hmm?
Opposition.
They fight it. They reject it. Then what? Then they laugh at it. They ridicule it, hoping it'll go away. It doesn't go away. It catches on. And then they accept it like it was their own idea. Well, I thought of that all along. Sure you did. All right, so this is an idea whose time has come. Who knows the story of the 100 monkey? The 100 monkeys. Okay, there was these monkeys on this island in Japan, and the scientists were feeding them sweet potatoes. And they dropped them off in the dirt, and the monkeys would eat them out of the dirt, and they'd make faces because they didn't like eating these dirty yams, sweet potatoes. So this one young 18-month-old monkey takes the yam to the water and washes it and eats it. And her parents saw her do this and they said, "Whoa, we got him a smart monkey there." And they did the same thing. They washed their yam and ate it and they said, "Wow, this is much more tasty." Well, a lot of the monkeys started washing their yams, but not all of them. Some of them rejected the idea and would prefer to eat them dirty than follow an 18-month-old monkey, even though she had the best idea going. Anyway, they got to have 99 monkeys washing their yams and eating them in bliss. Whatever the word is, I'm trying to think of. Some bliss, eating bliss. And eating their yams. So then along came the 100th monkey. And it started washing its yams. And all of a sudden, an island 20 miles away that had monkeys started washing their yams and eating them. So when the consciousness reached a certain point, and this is what Ken Keyes says. He says, "Thus when a certain critical number or a critical mass achieves an awareness, this new awareness may be communicated from mind to mind. Although the exact number may vary, the 100th monkey phenomenon means only that when a limited number of people, and we don't know how many, attain this new consciousness, there is a point at which one more person tunes into that awareness. The field is strengthened so that this awareness reaches everyone." So we don't know when this new idea of, hey, we're atoms. Atoms make molecules. Let's join a molecule. When that's really going to take place. All we know is we have a seed thought, a germ thought that we've created that we can take out into the world. And they'll catch it. You don't have to preach to them. You just have to be connected to something greater than yourself. And that energy, through synthesis and through synergy, passes through you, just like Jesus' energy passed through the 12, into people around you, and they will feel your energy. You don't have to say a word. You don't have to preach to them. You don't have to do anything. They'll want to know more. They'll want to talk to you. They'll want to connect with you. They'll want to be with you. Then, as they open up, you can share, oh, by the way, we've got a gathering coming next June. Why don't you come with me? Well, I'd love to. Then pretty soon 30 becomes 60, and on we go. So we become the salt of the earth. And I know Joe has a molecule, something similar to this. This is how I got an idea, that, which is very similar to what, in fact, it's identical to what Joe has. I was trying to figure out, when I was down in California, how Jesus would have gone from 12 and expanded it to another 12 and another group of 12 until the whole kingdom of God was established on the earth. And I created this little diagram, and I showed it. I'll take one and pass it around. And I showed it to a friend, and he said, you know what, I have something that will validate that. And he, if you turn it over, he showed me this crystal, which is a platinum crystal. And he said, this is the exact diagram that you have written. So in it we have the four sides, the three on each side, and the Christ in the middle. Since the Christ isn't here, we call it the invisible Christ, which is a space left open. When we do make a connection, whichever master chooses to come down and be a part of our association will fill that position. So here we have... what looks, if you were to raise it up, it's a pyramid, is what it creates. A human pyramid where the power flows down from God into each and every one of us, and it just expands from there on.
These pictures, these little dots are individual atoms.
Right. Yeah, in this paper, each dot is an individual atom. Just like each square you have 12, and it just expands from there on. Okay. So in this pyramid made of people, it's also referred to in scriptures as a holy mountain. For none shall hurt or make afraid in all my holy mountain. The people gathered in a gathered condition are called the mountain. People, average humanity.
Just a couple more minutes.
Okay. All right. A holy mountain, it says, but ye are coming to Mount Zion and unto the company of angels, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant and the blessed molecular order. All right. Now, I want to take just a minute and talk about how we as a people have changed over the last 100 years. And we were going to do this in groups of three, but we can still do it. Just shout out, what are some of the signs of the times that indicate that people today will be more receptive to this idea than at any time in the past history of this planet?
Internet.
Okay. Throw them out. Internet. Internet, why?
It's so much more access to information and to communication. It lets people connect a lot more readily.
Okay. Connecting.
Almost instant communication with anyone in the whole planet.
We've never had that before. In the 1800s, how did you communicate?
You had to write a letter to somebody in Europe.
Pony Express. There you go. That was it. Okay. What are some other signs?
I can talk with Ruth all the way in Australia on a Skype phone call, real time.
Okay. What are the signs of the times?
There are more humanitarian groups and people doing service than there ever has been in the past.
I agree.
Different religions, not only religions, but NGOs. I think compassion is growing at a much higher level than it ever has been.
Humanitarian groups. Excellent. What else? What are some other signs? How about advertising?
People are
seeking more today than ever before? Are they kept from the truth because they know not where to find it?
Well, the statistics show there's more and more people leaving churches in general, including mm-hmm. the LDS Church, mm-hmm. because they're finding other things that satisfy their spirit more.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a demand. There's a vacuum that's created.
They're waking up. They're waking up.
Yeah, they're waking up.
People are waking up. Have you seen the M&M commercial where there's three M&Ms on the left, three M&Ms on the right, and one in the middle? And they're laying there. And the one in the middle begins to vibrate. And he shakes around, and then he goes upright. He wakes up, and then he reaches over, and he nudges the others, and they all start to move. I thought, you know, there's seven, and that's how it works. One moves the other, and pretty soon everybody's moving. And there's advertising as M&Ms. Who would have thought? That's a sign of the times, that people are waking up and they're moving each other. Okay, what else? Any other signs of the times? How about electricity? How about atomic energy? How about antifreeze? I mean, look, everything that's going on around us
is
what? Toilet paper, man. Yeah, how they lived in the 1800s, I do not know. It's getting better all the time.
Indoor plumbing.
Take one, pass it down.
And getting rid of waste, you know.
It seems like there's a lot more healing.
A lot more healing going on.
Is this like a three-page
calendar,
or what?
No, this is just a one-page. I'm sorry, I got some other stuff there. Yeah, take one of those. Is that all you'll have?
Yeah, this is how you talk.
Here, give me some of those. I'll pass them over here.
No, they have to wait.
Don't take some.
I need one here for Ginger.
So you can use this when you're talking to people and they want to know, well, so you think life is getting better when they think it's getting worse. This is how it's getting better. And here's another little handout that I have for you that you can read and share. And this will help open a door to people that you could connect with.
Something else is people are waking up to how important it is to eat right and have better sources of food and more healthy,
No, not as much consumption. So we have better food today, canned food. You know, we have, that's an improvement. You guys have all this stuff. I don't
know. All the technology we've seen in my whole lifetime, you know, from 1950 to now, we're going to see that much more technology than the next decade.
Yeah, what we have now is going to double in the next, who knows, 10 years. Lasers, remote control devices, contact lenses, WD-40, video cameras, print shops,
duct tape,
copy machines, plastics, dried, freeze-dried, processed foods, SR-71 Blackbird that can go Mach 6. I mean, space travel. So, cell phones. Okay. My time's up. I want to thank everybody for listening to me, and let's all go out and make a better world.